being focused and irritating and after yesterday's event, I'm telling you guys that from now on, I'm going to be ignoring the comments. And a lot of you who think it's funny to continue to do this harassment, provoking and gaslighting crap that y'all are doing. Kyler Reno yesterday was actually blocked. Kyler Reno is actually someone that I do know who continues to do this harassing, provoking, gaslighting behavior. Kyler Reno is an example of what I've been dealing with for the last 2 to 3 years and my level of what I've been trying to do to build my business. And when I tell you this is what I've been going through as a life coach, a wellness coach, a divorce coach, a marital coach, and as well as a relationship coach, and also as a business mentor, speaker, orator, and things like that, I want you all to see exactly what I've been going through. And Kyler Reno is only one of many that have done this in the last 2 to 3 years on Twitter, Periscope. And then on top of that, they were doing it on Facebook. I'm documenting all of this as an impact statement also on top of a level of coaching because I'm telling you that there is a level of me going to court with social media and me going to court personally with this provoking gaslighting abusive psychopath and several others who are doing it because when it's becoming a level of you're grossly negatively affecting the outcome of my reactions and you continue your habitual stalking, harassment, provoking, and gaslighting, I will sue. And I will go to court over all of it. And, yes, I will press the charges. I'm telling you guys that I'm done being toyed with a psychopath who thinks it's funny to play with my business and play with my business model. And then on top of that, having the audacity to have kept this up for a number of years. Whether you're joking or not, you have no business affecting someone's business on social media. You have no business harassing and toxically harassing, irritating, and aggravating someone the way that these people continue to do this. And when I say these people, it's multi-perpetrators, multi-district, and multi-key players in all of them. They sit up here and lie about harass, which is exactly why social media needs to be through Facebook and Twitter and Periscope. Because when this has been addressed in writing, and this has been addressed multiple times with law enforcement, this has been addressed multiple times even with family members, and this has been addressed at a level of the home-based business registered and also registered on the actual Georgia state and also Florida state. I'm ready to go to court over every last single one of these egregious events. This is not one time that it's happened. You all have watched me sit up here doing my life coaching, health coaching, wellness coaching, while I continue to be harassed, harangued, scared, provocated against. And then on top of that, causing reaction abuse syndrome, which is where we're talking about emotional violence, relationship violence, and a level of inter-level of emotional abuse, dating violence, harassment and stalking, aggravated stalking, and emotional abuse and tormenting, and irritations and provocations that this man continues to do, this woman continues to do, and others who have been enabled to do what they're doing. And I don't find it funny, joke or no joke, I am pressing the charges, and I am suing, and I am going to request restitution, and I am going to request permanent lifetime sentence contact orders online, offline, and I am going to sue the organization. Because when I've asked you to quit, and I've asked some of your staff to quit, and you keep up with harassment, tormenting, bullying, and egregious levels of misconduct and behaviors, it is time to sue the corporations that are involved in all of this, including up to wealthy, well-connected, narcissistic people, including up to their staff, including up to a FedEx of mine, two of them and the father and the mother, and then press the adequate charges for others subsequently who are aggravating and provoking and gaslighting on social media, and doing these aggressive microaggressions, provoking, gaslighting, egregious levels of getting on my life doing that. I'm addressing this in the manner of dating violence, intimate partner violence, extreme emotional abuse, tormenting, gaslighting, bullying, and harassment. And the fact that y'all continue to do this is the reason why I am going to court over it. It's things that you continue to habitually do, and I've tried my best to have safe lives, and you do everything there is to damage my life, damage my presentation, and then on top of that, damage the quality of my delivery of my speaking, which is practice for me as a life coach. And it's also a way for me to brand out. And not only are you continuing to do this, but you continue to do it in extreme manners and levels. I want everybody to understand why there will be a level and layer of lawsuit, restraining order, file for, whether you're joking or not. I don't take my business as a joke. I don't take the quality of my delivery and quality of my coaching as a joke. And any billionaire, millionaire, thousandaire, or $2 hoe, or $2 hoe of a male, who would have the audacity to keep the thumb in the mirror that you have, including up to a poisonous, toxic organization in that you're attached to or you work for, there's a level of filing lawsuits that will be going in. And then on top of that, social media will be subsequently sued. Okay, when I've talked to Jack Thatcher Dorsey about this, and I've also alerted him of the issues since 2015, I've alerted Mark Zuckerberg about these issues since 2015, there is a level of work going to court over it, whether you're joking or not. The harassment, the haranguing, the aggravation, the provocation has gone way too far. Yesterday's events were predictable, and I'm fed up with it. And yes, I am going to make sure that I see the brakes off Ivan Sirica, C-22, the Liverpool disgusting psychopath, sociopath, and then several others who are involved in all these harassments, provoking, gaslighting. And then on top of that, industry or non-industry folks who are involved, I will sue you for egregious levels of gross misconduct and continued harassment, continued emotional abuse, bullying, and tormenting. And I will tell you guys why I'm leading up to this. I'm a life coach. I'm also a wellness coach certified. I take my business extremely serious. I take my career serious. And seemingly, I have a bad ex and his father, a stupid, picky mammy of his. And then on top of that, I've got another ex who doesn't like me. And the feeling's mutual. I don't like him. And then I've got another acquaintance who's self-hard and miserable and mirrors everything I do. I like to mirror my business models, and I don't like that. And I find him miserable, nasty, evil, and disgusting and low down. He just has a lot of money, and people only like him because of his money. There's nothing likable about him. And I'm letting it be known what I feel. I'm letting you guys know that the levels of impact of egregious levels of reducing the quality of my presentation and then provoking and gaslighting and harassing and stalking and aggravated stalking. And I'm telling you how it's aggravated stalking. My Twitter account is actually suppressed on the internet where you can't find it. You have to be looking for it. So therefore, that proves that he continues to stalk, harass, and has done it for a number of years. She has done it for a number of years. Not very many people know my account. Except for Ivy Trop, the guy over there in Liverpool, Canadian narc, and then on top of this black narc, the IT specialist. And the other IT specialist who knows all my accounts and seemingly tells me I can get in touch with you if I want to. And I told him I don't want contact. I don't want a friendship. So I'm addressing all these issues, prequels and sequels, to our actual lives, which is about toxic energy and abusive people and energy vampires and why you divorce an art, why you divorce an emotional abuser, why you leave a man or leave anybody. I don't care if you're a gay, lesbian, transsexual, homosexual, bisexual, intersex, or asexual. Whatever you have in a situation of dealing with themselves or incels, which is female incels or male incels, or toxic people or energy vampires, what the equivalent of it is in short order form. Anybody who sits up there and damages my presentation and habitually has done it for 2 to 3 years, habitually has sat there and questioned my mental health when there's nothing wrong with my mental health, I'm just fed up. There is nothing you can do about it when you've made a woman angry. You've done enough damages to my business image. You continue to sit there and harass, humiliate, torment, gaslight, and bully. And the egregious levels and manners that you continue to do so. This has been including up to Ranger T6, Ivy Giroff, and then the Liverpool narc, and then small as a Canadian narc, and then the black narc, who is also industry connected. I'm not going through this anymore. I'm documenting all of this because it's not the industry that's the problem. It's the several narcs who are wealthy, well-connected, who are involved in all of this. And I want them terminated from their job, or I will sue the industry. And I'm not going to go through this anymore. I will sue networks for the egregious levels of this misconduct, IT hack, and production issues and things that they have continued to do. And the role of why I'm is because I have people who I'm related to who are industry. I told you about that yesterday. And I also told you guys about folks that I've dated who have industry family as well. And I'm at the point of federal lawsuit, criminal lawsuit, and then on top of that, a level of punitive damages to be recovered and obtained. Because not only have you continued to irritate, piss me off, and provoke and gaslight, you do it on social media. I have reached my wits in with all of it. I've reached my wits in to sue the local police department, the sheriff's department, the city of Atlanta, city of Pensacola, and the county of Escambia, and the county of Fulton, DeKalb, and Roswell, as well as Rome, Georgia. For all the antics that have gone on for a number of years, because for the last 5 years, you've kept up the harassment, bullying, tormenting, terrorism, and you continue to do it. And that's the reason why you said you have multiple accounts. That's what you said before. And you talked with my ex. I don't want a warrant for his arrest. You said you're not going to stop. Then guess what? If the police department doesn't do anything and I report to DC now, I report to the police department. I report to the sheriff's department. I report to the ACAP office, who's over the Florida Department of what they call law for lawyers. I've also reported this to Georgia. I'm ready to go to court and sue the state of Georgia, and I'm ready to sue the state of Florida over all of it. Joke or no joke, you need to be going to jail, and the charges will be pressed, and lawsuits will be filed. Like I said, if I find out any more family members are involved, they're going to be sued, and I'll be asking for restitution, punitive damages, and lawsuits and restraining orders against them. I told you, I'm not going through this anymore. When I tell you that when a woman is calm, angry, and livid over what you're doing, and you're emotionally tormenting, abusing, harassing, stalking, and keeping up your bullying behavior, and this is my workplace, and during COVID, it's the only resort that I have, and the only resort I have for presentations, and you continue to stalk, harass, and do this, Jonathan David Allison needs a warrant for his arrest. Kenneth Bacon, Copeland, Jay Reed, Joe Meekins, Jonathan David Allison, Kenneth Copeland is the same person. I told you who that is. I told you Sean L. Whitfield is. He's somebody that I knew. And then it was over there, I suspect he's someone else that I actually do know that industry. And that's the son of that industry person. He lied to me about his identity. So, and he's an IT specialist. I do not trust him. I do not like him. I do not want to repair a relationship. We don't have one. We never did. And then on top of that, the other Canadian art that I'm aware of, I'm done. At this point in time, I want a criminal lifetime restraining order imposed, and then on top of that, restitution, and then I want a criminal lifetime do no contact order imposed. Then on top of that, my FedEx, the one I told you about that is under witness protection, married to another person who is industry, who is a rapper. At this point in time, she will be sued subsequently for enablement and harassment and stalking. Her fake account is 94 Queen. Then on top of that, this used to be 904 area code. I'm ready to go to court over all the egregious behaviors on and offline, the microaggressions, macroaggressions, bullying, tormenting, harassment, and then on top of that, aggravated stalking, bullying, and tormenting that goes on every time I have to do my presentation, every time I have to do something for business, every time I'm trying to do some work. And at this point in time, I choose my job over a crappy marriage, crappy relationship, crappy dating violence, and crappy experience in a workplace, onboarding experience. I'd rather not connect to a toxic organization or toxic management or piss-poor, nasty, evil, sadistic, somatic, cerebral, narcissistic, pathologically bullying, disgusting, miserable people who have no business in management, who have no business doing anything but finding a new job and a new career. Because management is not it. And I mean that in the worst way. And when a 31 Romeo continues to do this from desktop administration, and his father has done this, and they're both fed. By the time it's all said and done, if I have to go all the way to sue in the Department of Justice for it because I've reported these issues multiple times, that's what's going to happen. And when I report to the Sheriff's Department who has a contract with the Department of Justice, that is exactly what's going to happen. Because that IT specialist is continuing to stuff, his son is continuing to do this stuff, and I'm fed up with it. Because the decision of Leo does not mean that he has the right to harass, stalk, and provoke, and gaslight, and bully, and continue with terrorism. And the same thing goes for the Canadian North and the Liverpool North. That's because you're a high-profile person. It's not giving you the right to egregiously stalk and harass, make fake accounts, and keep up this harassment. Y'all have done it enough, and I'm fed up with it, and I will go to the lead of level of social media lawsuits. And you say I haven't gone and got one lawsuit because I'm going to be filing them first, ma'am. And I will file them soon. I've already called the Department of Justice. They're playing on the phone. So I said what I said. I don't care. I will sue. And I will request the paperwork again. They can play on the phone as much as they want to, because the last call was recorded while they were playing on the phone. I'm ready to go to court, federal court, civil court, county court, and family law court, and I'm ready to absolutely prosecute even family members who are industry as well. And I'm ready to take them down and up through it, through a federal court, civil court, county court, and I want a level of punitive damages, and yes, I am going to be filing for a divorce if I find out we're married. I want this man to stop writing wife on my phone. And I'm telling you right now, if I find out we're married, we're getting a divorce. We're getting a divorce because you continue to mess with my business. We're getting a divorce because you continue to harass and stalk and irritate and me off for fun. We're getting a divorce because you think everything's a joke, and I'm going to show you what a joke is. I'm going to show you what it is when I clean you out financially for what you continue to do. And when you continue to take my business and my business presentation straight joke, I will divorce you over that. I will divorce you over my career. I will divorce you over making my life miserable and a living hell. I will divorce you because you continue to sit there and harass and humiliate and embarrass me on a global platform. And I'm done. And those are egregious levels, and I will never, ever work anything out with a man like that. When I tell you how far you've taken it, take to a greatness level, I pursue your jokes and your antics as abuse. I want you out of my life over it, to include family members. For stalking, aggravated torment, harassment, embarrassment, humiliation, and torment, and aggravation of incontinence to keep up. I'm separation, separating from the family as well, because they continue up their internal levels of rote, gaslight, emotional abuse, and family torment, harassment, and for the matriarch, who does not have a level of boundary and understanding that I'm sick of her toxic crap. And the same thing with this miserable relationship for male. Yes, I said relationship. I meant it. Because when a woman is fed up, when a woman is tired of you, when a woman has addressed it to the police department, sheriff's department, and also the police department, and she said you need to quit, then quit. Joke or no joke, I will prosecute you. I will have you removed out of my life. And I will have you absolutely sued for emotional damages, business damages, and then on top of that, libel and slander. Joke or no joke, you are harassing me on my job. And my career is a life coach. Health graduated, bachelor's degree in business, and a minor in human resources. It's my 360 peer evaluation that our relationship is toxic, miserable, unhappy, misery-inducing, and aggravating, and I don't want to be in it. Joke or no joke, marriage or no marriage, fiancé or not, dating or not, I want out of this misery-ridden, misery-inducing, unhappy situation. And I've been unhappy for a long time. And I want it documented at a level of, in my coaching, why a woman should stand up to a narcissistic, pathological, toxic, abusive, miserable man and leave him and clean it out financially over it. Whether you're joking or not, I don't take my business for a joke. I don't take my career path for a joke. And neither should you or your toxic industry friends. I don't want to be industry because I don't like them. Man, because of this experience, I don't want to be famous because I don't like famous people because they're narcissistic, broken, messed up, and just undiagnosed, disgusting, toxic people. I want you guys to understand this, why we're going into this actual seminar about self-love. It takes a lot of self-love to get past the madness. It takes a lot of self-love to forgive yourself for being loyal and good to toxic, disgusting, miserable, nasty, low vibrational, bottom-feeding, nasty, evil people, including up to my ex, his father, his miserable, disgusting, bed wench mother. His mother is nothing but an enabler, Norman Bates type, just like my other ex. His mother's a broken woman, a pitmeisha, a disgusting, miserable, low-life female. They have raised a male to be so disgusting, miserable, toxic, and broken inside and out. He just interviews well, just like she does. A classic prom queen, pitmeisha, disgusting, miserable, enabling mother. The classic type of mammy that has been discussed. Because as much as I drive people, let you know exactly how I feel about you as well. I'm an honest person. I'd rather have an honest enemy than a friendly enemy driving a knife to my back or setting me up for failure or sabotaging everything that I do. And it's what this man is supposed to do egregiously since 2016. Overlapping 15 years on and off of family violence, provoking, gaslighting, bullying, internal, then external levels of dating violence, intimate partner violence, emotional, psychological violence, EPV, and then on top of that, levels of career damages and libel and slander that they've all done. Whether you were joking or not, whether you were high school with me, whether you went to college with me and you had the audacity to participate in levels of egregious levels of bullying, harassment, tormenting, bullying, degradation, thinking you need to humble me, I've been humble since day one. And that's the problem. I've been too humble. I never need to be humble. And let me humble every last one of you nasty narcs who are industry on YouTube. Y'all are only YouTube famous. You only got likes and views. Nobody likes you in real life. So that should tell you something. Because the difference between me and a lot of these YouTubers, y'all live vicariously through YouTube. Y'all live vicariously through Facebook. Y'all live vicariously through Periscope Twitter. But that's the only thing you have. Nobody likes you in real life. Sad part about it. Because that's the difference between me and several people, including up to the man that I date, broken baby Huey, raised by a broken woman, a pick-me Nisha. Well, or a pick-me Patrick, a podcast. Because any male that raises a son to abuse another woman is not considered a male. Because in fact, I consider you a failure as a father. Yes, that is. We live in a generation of broken bed wench mammy and broken, hitting each other, marriage, and broken, enabling mothers and fathers. And so it's not just on women. Because when I tell you that there's no excuse for tormenting, gaslighting someone who has made it clear that they don't like their advances, their harassment, their stalking, their bullying, your red flag behavior, your disgusting ritual ethics are construed as abuse by tools of law enforcement authority, up to including DCF authority, then you need to understand, no means no. That means, no, I don't want to be with you. No, I don't want to be in a relationship with you. No, I don't want to be with anybody who is soft, harassed, embarrassed, humiliate, or torment me, or embarrass me on social media, or embarrass me across platforms, and I think that I don't want to be together, because you know what? And anybody who would sit there and do what you did yesterday and wait till I almost finished with my presentation to start that egregious level of antics and buffoonery, y'all let me work this sport off. I'm sitting in a house where anything is messed with, and it's my home base business. It's a computer today. The computer, the thing is on the computer. I want to explain to you exactly what tormenting gaslighting is going to be in the form of extreme emotional violence, environmental terrorism, emotional abuse, and tormenting. I'm going to tell you my story when I went to self-love, and that's over. Because we're going to go into Section 2, which is how to find yourself, which we talked off yesterday. Section 2 is methods to find yourself, and we got some thoughts out there before Kyler Reno came on there and started that, but it's my actual ex doing this, and an acquaintance doing this, and they're going to say it for it. That's all social media, what we all do subsequently. Because the issues are going way too far, and they're habitual, and they're tormenting in nature. And then when I'm told that this man takes the police department off and the sheriff's department off, keeps this mess up, then I'm ready to sit down. Subsequently, I'm sitting in county at large that we're involved. Because you don't keep on tormenting or asking someone for fun and think that I want to be with you. Whether you're joking or not, I want out of this miserable situation for onboarding, and then I want out of this miserable, disgusting, toxic level of tie that I have with this miserable sociopath, his mother, and his family. And then on top of that, I want out of his own family that I have now. I don't want anything to do with my own family over all of this. So those toxic kids have gone too far and pissed me off too later up to the point of extreme calm. And I'm not going to be on snap. I'm not going to be on first 48 behind the plan. I'm going to make sure that I wait this out and drag this out, document it every day, and go to court over all of it. I have well over 150 complaints online alone documented. Yeah, I've documented for over 12 years his harassment, provoking bullying, and tormenting and gaslighting. His mother's antics of buffoonery and his father's antics of buffoonery. So it's multi-perpetrator, multi-district, multi-state, different players. And then on top of that, those of them who continue to do it for a number of years. I've been tormenting Gaslit and provoked on social media for 10 years. 10 long years plus 2 years. Overlapping 4 years of political punitive psychiatry provoked Gaslit, emotional abuse, and tormenting. And it's gone and escalated in the last 4 years due to the nature of me being connected to well-connected narcs and related to couples, narcs who are undiagnosed, disgusting, miserable people who interview well. And they need to have torts and file laws as kids. A level of self-love is standing up for yourself when you're being bullied, provoked, gaslit, tormented to death like she does every day. Whether you're black, white, this black and white, or whether you are anything and any religion, whether you are Asian, Puerto Rican, Dominican, you know, whether or not you're Jewish or religious, whether you're Catholic, whether you're Episcopalian, whether you are any spiritual denomination, you have no right to their harass, bully, and torment, Catholic, bully, and the manner that each one of you have gotten and participated in. Part of self-love is giving yourself time enough to say, I'm not going to let this happen. Give me this point with y'all. I'm telling you that I'm ready to go to court over emotional terrorism, emotional violence, aggravated stalking, aggravated harassment, workplace environment, workplace terrorism, environmental terrorism, emotional abuse, and then on top of that, family violence, domestic violence, and then on top of that, partner violence, extreme tormenting, misery inducing, life, quality of life altering, and then on top of that, levels and depth of emotional abuse and torment on, and psychological abuse, cyber mobs, cyber self, cyber hate, and tormenting on the internet and the ground of a platform up there, so Twitter, Facebook group, YouTube, and YouTube Super Chat. And it has aggravating, stalking, harassment that it can't keep up. And I told you all was doing it. And then on top of that, the little lawyer, how I found out if they were doing it, they all told themselves they can't sit there when they thankfully got caught and were taken and put up. So, just one moment, y'all. We're going to take a quick break. And same as though, being in a quite different environment, toxic people, toxic chambers, toxic disclaimers, and official invalidation of what I've complained about for the last 10 years, egregious behaviors, toxic behaviors, pulling correct behaviors. I'm not to make all this stuff about social media platforms. If that's what happened yesterday, it's not like you don't have to be out with social media. Because I need to keep in mind this is an environment that is safe for people to use their business. And as a small business person, I'm not going to have that level of nastiness, evil, and statistics, no matter short of narcissistic, antics, buffoonery, and nastiness that's going on. I made it abundantly clear that it is over. I want this man to stop being a cell phone and stop writing wife. I don't want to be your wife. I don't want to be your girlfriend. And I want out of the boss relationship to boss. A lot of business, time, and money. I want you out of my life because you have effectively pissed me off to the point I never want to forgive you for what you've done. You continue to cross the line while you harass and terrorize, and I don't want you to join. I find you a disgusting level of a red flag, miserable sociopath, a pathological, immature, childish, demonic, disgusting, low vibrational, low function, miserable, nasty, interview, well, disgusting psychopath. I find you a horrible, nasty, miserable, broken male. Then the female that are involved in self. You are nothing but disgusting, despicable, nasty, bubbling, harassing, tormenting, disgusting, vicious, and you offer a baby manual by taking Patrick's disgusting, nasty little life, who you benefit from financially, enemies of gift cards, money, or whatever you go out to deal with, saying that you're most tormenting, and harassment, provoking, gaslighting, emotional abuse, and torment, and crazy loans across the line to get. And I will see you each, punitively, civilly, criminally, Rachel talking about one of Mark for your arrest. For your ICS, Randy, your artist, tampering. I want one for your arrest. I want you terminated. And on top of that, several others, Prince Campbell, I want one for your arrest. Federal lawsuits, civil lawsuits, criminal lawsuits. Stephanie Perkins, I want a criminal lawsuit, civil lawsuits, and restraining orders. Tesla Johnson, I want a civil lawsuit, criminal lawsuit, restraining orders. Heidi Flight, Serena McKee, I want one for your arrest. And don't you ever come around me again. Several of the people who were involved in all these egregious levels of things I told you guys about yesterday. And I'm speaking on their taxes because the man was in my inbox that showed you guys that yesterday. I don't know him. He's in my inbox through his page. And he said, John, Patrick, Vicky, Isha, I'm telling you how far it's going to go. Because when I tell you I don't like being picked with, toyed with, when I don't like being harassed or bullied, that means even industry. And that means even picking Isha in the industry. Picking wives. Any girlfriend, worry about your particular husband. I don't want your husband. I don't like him. I don't even want the man I'm with. Unfortunately, I've left him a long time ago. And you guys can't understand. I will never want you again. He doesn't understand that you crossed the line and you damaged his strength. You damaged my marriage. That's a deal breaker for me. You humiliated and embarrassed me. It's a deal breaker for me. I'll divorce the man over that. I'll leave the man if you doubt the man or acquaintance over that. I would juggle the fiance over that and give you a ring until you keep it. Over embarrassing me and humiliating me. And when you've done it on social media, and you've done it for years, I want you out of my life. I want you federally, civilly sued, criminally sued, and I want you on the restraining order. You're going to contact order. I need to opt out of your life. And I mean it. You think a family member who takes advantage of you all the religious levels across the line via harassment, tormenting, and bullying. Also including siblings, non-siblings, family members, cousins, or people who are considered like family. Also including people I've dated. You got in my life, and you sat there and got my personal life. You sat there and played the role of being friendly and abusive person when you were nothing but a scammer, scumbag, and a low life and a low-functioning, low-vibrational, disgusting, miserable, toxic person. So I wanted to go over this in our March Madness seminar. And that's similar part 3. Toxic energy equals abusive energy vampires. And why you have to cut those ties, including soul ties, sexual ties, emotional ties, mental ties, physical ties, and then behavioral ties with them. And when I tell you that there's a level and layer of restitution that needs to be obtained, is that whether we were dating or not, we need to be paying for all your greatest merits of discourse and misconduct that you've done to me on Periscope, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Super Chat, and you guys, these pretty big V. Alton on the VMF case, which is Black Mafia Family cases that John David Alton asked me about, and I had to Google it, so I know nothing about that. I'm ready to go to court over that because Kenneth Eddy, Kenneth Copeland, John Avery, Joe Nathan, Jay Reed is the same person who's sitting in the video that he watched me 2 years. I'm ready to go to court over all of that.
And I wanted to civilly serve in Texas and in LA, where he's married to his new wife, and a witness protection, and he has a new identity. I'm ready to go to court over all of it, because they also went to industry networks and did that VH1, did that at Love and Hip Hop in Hollywood, Atlanta, and Miami, not knowing that I had cousins and aunties sitting right there watching them do it. I'm ready to go to court over all of it, and the antics over there at Bravo, who they can keep up with his production. And I was told that you guys, Keith Alton, was the actual associated press, and John David Alton, Teddy Kenneth Copeland, was that, and that was the petty stuff that I kicked out for. That's some people who were in industry that kicked out, like Pierre Marine, then on top of Katrina Taylor, who's John David Alton's cousin. I'm ready to go to court over all of it, and I'm ready to go to court because these antics have cost me a lot. A lot of damages have cost me a level and layer of my comfort zone, and then my level and layer of environmental comfort, and compromise to my safety, and compromise to my actual well-being, and compromise to my business and my business models that were stolen by John David Alton, these guys, Alton, Richard, D. Alton. And then on top of that, I suspect my other person that was in my life, he sat there amongst me and carried my face about levels of psychiatric hold numbers, like 51, 56, which means he knew what was going on. Or he was involved, or he orchestrated this, and I'm ready to go to court with him over it. Because when there's a level of playing in my face and doing all this stuff to me, and you did it for 10 years, and then I'm finding out little by little pieces about this, I'm ready to go to court, and if I find out we're married and getting a divorce on the ground because you like me, you continue to play in my face, and you continue to humiliate the last woman and gaslight and bully, and I'm ready to go to court because it's what I told the police department, and it continues to sit there, holding back all these answers. I don't need the police department anymore because they weren't trained for this type of stuff. They weren't trained for this in a small town, how to deal with somebody like that, such as one of their own. Jason Ryan Garcia was a police informant, question house is his cousin, and he's Sergeant Justin House, place host officer. I'm ready to go to court with the House, the Grassy, and the Allison family, and I'm ready to go to court over all the egregious manners of misconduct, gross misconduct, and abuses that they did for 13 years. Overlapping 10 years and 15 years over consecutive going across the levels of family violence and intimate partner violence, and I'm ready to leave this family. This toxic family is costing everything. The toxic level of intimate partner violence and levels of ties I have with each one of these people, I'm ready to sever all of them so I can go along with my career. I never want to speak to any of my family members that were involved that are family famous. And I never want to see them, and I never want to talk to them, and there's nothing they could do about it. I don't like them. I don't want to talk to them. And on top of that, they need to explain to a federal court, civil court, county court, criminal court, and city of Pensacola, called City of Atlanta, needs to be held responsible for allowing it. And agencies that I went to. And then previous levels, I reported this to law enforcement lawyers, got 15 lawyers, they're still LDS, trying to obtain up to Florida ACAP. And then on top of that, the Florida Bar Association, love it. And then on top of that, Chanel Schuler, who's new Ryan Johnson's teacher, who's over there in Tallahassee, played on the phone. So the reason why I'm wiping my face is that there's a level of this AC unit is releasing hot air, and it shouldn't be because it's being worked on and tampered by CNC. And these CNC are the same ones that tampered my car in Florida and Georgia. And at this point, I want federal civil lawsuits, criminal lawsuits, restraining orders, and bonus from the same tires. I'm ready to go to court over all of this, and I proved everything without a shadow of a doubt that I wasn't lying. And by the time it's been done, I want levels of restitution lawsuits and restraining orders against each party involved. I never want to see any of these people involved because they have done enough damage and harm and bullying harassment that people believe the lies that they told up until they got caught. And now you guys saw that I showed all of the receipts. And there were people like talking about Whitney receipts. I'm related to Whitney Houston via Ray J. They're actually related, whatnot, and Calvin voted. There's no excuse for all the provoked gas that felt to do. And people knew that I would find out all the things that have been done in the last 25 years. That's why people haven't seen the psychiatry provoked gas blitz. And then a level in depth. Punitive psychiatrists who are misdocumented, misdiagnosed, and a rich wealthy mother and a rich wealthy father also responsible for all that. I found out about all of these different things, including up to how my adoption occurred. So that's the reason why that happened. But it was an open adoption, so that's why I know my parents. So there's a level layer of restitution lawsuits and restraining orders needed to lie to them, and a do not contact order, and a federal lawsuit, criminal investigation, and then do not talk to me, do not speak to me, and I want nothing to do with you. And the only thing that can heal my heart is God and restitution, a level of validation, and a level of lawsuits and restraining orders, and levels of, you know, being able to, the best revenge is to have success, and the best revenge is to continue to go on and be a success. And the fact that somebody has the audacity to show damage to my business with it that he has, you do not support my business, you don't support my business endeavors, you don't support my business goals, therefore we have to separate, we're not aligned, we're not equally yoked, and we're not compatible. We cannot relate to each other, and we're no longer capable of being in a relationship together, and I want nothing to do with you over that. So that brings to the next thing of, like, Derek Jackson. The guy was in my inbox, I sure see him on my Facebook stuff, that he sent me that message. I was the one who contacted him, he contacted me. So the reason why I brought him up was to lead up to all of these different sets. Because it's just like this question that Dr. Boyce watched, that Derek Jackson, he is the wisest wife being hated on. because that's a typical situation when you're dealing with a relationship or relationship violence or emotional violence or domestic violence. Everybody blames the reacting party and the levels of dating violence, emotional violence, and marital breakdown. Nobody ever wants to go and talk to men about their behavior. Nobody ever wants to talk to men about their behavior in a toxic relationship or toxic dating relationship or acquaintanceship, because we live in a patriarchy society. And I'm going to get to the point why I'm going to put tread lightly on this, because I don't know Derek Jackson like that. I'm not going to judge him, and I'm going to operate from a judgment-free zone. But you're not going to be in my Facebook inbox, and that's probably how he's been talking to other women that he's been doing this to. All these sickening issues that want to go after his wife need to be looking at themselves and looking at what they're saying about this woman. Here's what I have to say, and follow me here, because I see his wife and myself. I've always been faithful in my relationship. I've always been a good woman to some very, very noxious, horrible, miserable, broken men who are low vibrational, broken people. Just because you're broken or you have a level of abuse in your family or your relationship going up does not mean that you have the right to abuse another party. Just because you have low vibrational, low functional things that you have yet to address. So it begs the question, so why is everybody going after Derek Jackson's wife instead of going after him? Why do you have your wife sitting up there looking like Marmaduke? Unless she's a pretty person. Why do you have her so depressed and empty looking and just completely zoned out to the point of she's probably nuclear upset, to the point that she's like, but because she's a professional like myself and because she's a person who's trying to build herself from a person who she's supposed to have loved or who's supposed to have loved her or lied that I love you, turns around and embarrasses her, humiliates her to the extreme level of social media embarrassment, humiliation, degradation, of not only of herself as a woman, but as a wife, as a girlfriend, as a fiance, but as a wife. That's a whole another level of hurt. The stoic look you see on her face is grief. Literal grief. Something I've felt plenty of time. You're not going to want to feel like getting your hair done or doing your hair like I did. You're not going to feel like putting on makeup. You're not going to feel like wearing a bra or washing your ass. Yes, Betty. You're not going to even feel like brushing your teeth sometimes. You guys remember the movie Janet Jackson was in? Why Did I Get Married? One or two or three? Do you remember when she was sitting up there on that couch and she was smoking cigarettes and she normally doesn't? Do you remember when she took that set of golf clubs and she broke up everything in the house because she lost that baby? But she's going on my perfect collect with Patty. Everybody in the outside is looking at her marriage like, it's so perfect, Patricia. Patricia had a perfect life on the outside, but nobody knew Patricia was grieving over her baby loss. Nobody knew professional Patricia, proactive, perfect Patricia. Life wasn't perfect behind closed doors. Her husband forgot to be her lover, forgot to recognize that she's going downhill. She might have been dressed in her eyes, but she's feeling like crap. She might have had makeup on going to work every day, but she's feeling like crap. I want to explain self-love in that manner from that relationship value and approach. All of us have been Derek Jackson's wife. All of us, male, female, women, cisgender female like me, cisgender male like others, meaning born a male on your birth certificate and demographics. That's what I mean by cisgender. And in this nature of the world presentation, I want to encompass trans, bisexual, homosexual, asexual, intersex, and all LGBTQIA or in between, whatever you identify as or androgynous. Because we've all been there, whether you're gay, lesbian, homosexual, bisexual, or heterosexual like I am. We've all been that lady sitting up there empty, depleted, energy drained, soul drained, looking all shot out and messed up, like, doesn't it? Looking like somebody we've seen a ghost or so haunted by what's happened, it's in her head. The pictorial view that she has of seeing him have sex with other women or have seen this multiple times, I'm not getting on Derek Jackson because I don't hate him. I'm not judging him. Because somewhere along the line, we've all had a relationship where we weren't satisfied. But some of us chose to lead the relationship instead of being selfish and seeking the relationship while we're emotionally damaging, psychologically damaging, or hurting the person by being with them. when we start to look at relationships and that dynamic, we learn to have a level of empathy. Not just empathy, but it's probably not looking for sympathy. But you can at least have empathy for someone who's been through a toxic relationship. That's not the first person to do that. Plenty of men out here who've done that. That's why I wanted to reduce the level of how much vitriol is here at the city. Because he's not the first black man to do it. He's not going to be the last one. He's also just like white men out there. Puerto Rican men. Italian men. Muslim men. Whether you're black Muslim or Saudi Muslim, type of whatever you are. So that's why I said it's not mutually exclusive. You could be in a gay relationship, bisexual relationship, or entanglement, or whatever you want to call it out there in this world, because I'm accepting of all type of relationship classes. Okay? I recognize all relationships. So it's not mutually exclusive to heterosexual. Okay? Even lesbians have the same thing happen in their relationships. You just don't see it as often because we are having a hard time accepting just alone levels of heterosexual relationships and relationship problems. This is why we have to have these conversations and unpack sessions about it. We have to learn to start getting to a point. Just like I had the impact session yesterday, and y'all know I went the heck off because I'm fed up with being harassed, tormented, bullying by my own intimate partner and egregious levels of acquaintances who are mad because they got called out for their egregious levels of crossing the line, boundary crossing, habitual tormenting, gaslighting things, or emotional abuses and bullying and cyber cell, cyber bait, and harassment that they kept up. They're just mad because I bossed up and stepped up and said, beep, 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 you got me messed up, beep, 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 I'm dead. But you got to have boundaries. That's part of self-love. We've all lost ourselves somewhere along the way. And when we talked about this yesterday, about the bigger picture and how to build a degree of objectivity, we have to look at Derrick Jackson's relationship objectively, not subjectively, and not use him for fodder when we all have a level of layers of bones in our closet. Yeah, I said all of us. Anybody else in this world has bones in their closet. I think that in a good place where we need to start here on this coaching is that we spent 30 years of what we're supposed to be, not who I am supposed to be. You know what I just said? We spent 30 years plus, all of us out here who are in our 20-something, 30-something, or in our 40-something, and going on full force, XYZ, 3/4 and 3/4. We've all presented an image that we cannot live up to. That is not I am or Christum, Jesus Christum or Christos or illuminated one or illuminated life or order that we've all been programmed with to first. That means that literally we're all out of order in some sort. Do you understand what I'm saying, though? Do you understand that it's like peeling of an onion? We've got to peel back the layers of that onion. And not cry about it, but work through it. Only where the true self is left is like that onion, the core. The part that reeks and stinks, that makes your eyes water. The part that is ugly. The part that makes all the flavoring. Meaning, just like our DNA, it's just like that onion. It's layers to that DNA, our programmatic that we were downloaded with when we were first born out of our mother's womb. That's our father fertilized us and added to our DNA. So when we got away from that, we think about what happens to us in a lifetime. We think that the point is not to wallow in those events and those moments, but take pride in achievements or failures. But we in social media time have gotten to the point of contention of what we post to be or what we want everybody to see. Because it's three parts to it. The person behind closed doors, the person we post to be, and the person we're supposed to be. Get what I said. Follow me now. Just drawing a linear line, none of us are linear. We're all in a circle of life, okay? Major events have happened to all of us, okay? That have affected us or had an effect on it as how we conduct ourselves. They'll see me in real time going off on the person who continues to harass and says, I have multiple accounts. I'm not going to stop, delete your account. I'm not going to delete my account. I'll sue you and social media for allowing you to harass me because I'm addressed in social media and law enforcement. So either something's going to be done or I'll sue because I'm tired of it. I'm fed up with it. So we think about the bigger picture in terms of finding the self. We don't want to be dependent on what we've learned after birth. We want to effectively get back to our real self post-birth and what we were downloaded with, our programmatic and our CPU, our brains, our little light bulb that works every day until that light bulb short circuits and then it's like, we get glitched up. And then we're reprogrammed to another agenda that's not otherwise what was programmed inside of us when we were born. So when we think about this, and everybody's different, so that's why it's not linear. It's more of a circle, okay? Then when we think about the antithesis of individual empowerment is group thing. We all become tribal members in all kinds of tribes, whether it's a work tribe, whether it's an organizational tribe, whether it's our church tribe, whether it's our environmental tribe, which means our neighborhood, or if it's our family tribe. But let's get down to it and get into the nuts and bolts of this. When you're in a tribe or organization or church tribe or anything like that, there's no cult. It's culture. Okay? The Latin word root is culture. Cultera. Cult. Okay? So nothing is a cult, dwelling or environment, but it's a formation of a formatted tribe that comes together. But when that tribe has groupthink or groupthink that is toxic in nature, it equates to what we're talking about, March Madness, toxic energy or abusive energy vampires who suck the life, who create a level of madness. All right, let's talk about it. Let's get into it. When we think about Christos, illuminated one, and Greek mythology and things like that, and we're looking at the history and physical of this, it's going to take Christos, the illuminated one, or a level of illuminated I am, which is what Christos means. Yes, in Christos, you think about the levels of the flow like never before, and turning on that light bulb that's glitched up, which is your brain, your CPU, your chakras, your energies right here, your pineal gland, how to go back to realignment. But what happens if you have 15 years, 20 years, 30 years of unalignment, or operating in such a level of a noxious tribe, or levels of series of unfortunate events, pathological events that have egregiously changed who you are? So it means you got lost in translation or event. So in this March Madness seminar, and what we're talking about, toxic energy, and part three of our love seminar and self-love seminar, is to find out where is the energy being depleted from, where is the toxic environment coming from, where is the toxic tribe coming from, where is the toxic layers coming from, because it may not be an organization. Let me explain to you why. It's just like being industry. You've heard me say the industry is not the problem. There may be some people in it. It's the same thing like with a work environment, workplace, or a toxic home environment. Your tribe, okay? Your organization is made up of managers, correct? Just like your relationship is made up of managers, being husband, wife, or if you're dating long-term, life partner, male, female, or male and male, or female and female, or a bisexual situation where you have entanglement, which means you have a polyamorous relationship, which that's okay too, it's just not traditional, okay? So in trusting the process and the affirmation that I received today, my I am affirmation that I always get, I want you guys to understand why I do affirmations. They help me to realign Christos, illumination, things that were born in all of us, our eternal circle, our light, our all-seeing eyes, our pineal gland, our third eye. So when we think about the mark, all-seeing eye, and we think about the eternal circle, when we think about the pyramid, all of our lives are built on a pyramid and foundation of things that are thrown at us. And it's just like when you live in a glass house and somebody throws a stone, right? The house breaks apart. But if somebody throws a boulder back to your glass house, what happens? The house of cards falls down, right? So think about a royal flush when you're playing and gambling. I don't gamble, but when you think about this in statistics, it's a statistic. When you got cards, you got 1 in 4 chance or 1 in 7 chance of pulling a certain stack number. And if you are smart and know how to play cards, you learn the odds and whatnot, right? So once you become a MasterCard dealer, you know when people are counting cards, right? If you work in a casino. So when you put the cards out there and things like that, You know somebody's counting cards, or whether or not they are good at what they do, and they're a professional card dealer or professional card counter. So you can tell when somebody knows how to do that. Okay? So when you've got this whole deck of cards, and you've got 52 cards in the deck, right? And you're thinking about all these cards that you have out here. You got the Joker, you got the Queen, you got the King, you got all these different things. You got the Spades, you got the Hearts, right? So when you pull cards and things like that, and somebody asks you, pull a card, let me get the card. If they're a real card shark, they know what they're doing. So they're going to tell you to pull a card. They know what card they're going to pull. So they count cards. Okay? Same example of gambling with a marriage, gambling with a relationship, and gambling with a career, and taking a risk of gambling with your wife's stress, or girlfriend's stress, or life partner's stress. Whether you're gay, lesbian, heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual, androgynous, or in between, intersex. Okay? So when we're talking about a layer, a level of what we're born with versus our DNA, everything that we have, our light that we have, our crystals, our illumination light, our levels of enlightenment that we're born with versus what we experience in life. So when we talk about a level of why is this life getting hated on, because we've all been through things. We all have become so desensitized to a point that we don't understand how to be empathetic. Two, life has changed us. The philosophy that we were born with, our DNA, our illuminated crystal, Jesus crystal, our I am light that we were born with, it gets dimmed over time, okay? Over time from group three. It's the same thing with having a level layer of organization. I told you industry is wonderful. This is much as I told you that I have family members that are industry. So I don't hate the industry. I am just a part of industry, okay? But the empowerment is having a level of realignment, just like you have to realign sometimes when you lost your way. So part of that is enlightenment and hardship we all go through, correct? So when we think about our crystals illuminated light that we are born with, our order, our consecutive oath of order, oath of office that we all take in our careers, our marriages, our relationships, whether they're business or professional or private, it can overlap. Understand what I'm saying? Overlap. So it's just like damage. Psychological damage does what? Cognitive dissonance. Over time, we get the butterfly effect when our brain, our DNA, our crystals, our illuminated light, our I am abundant light, our effective level of illuminated light, all-seeing eye, eternal circle, our mark, our pineal gland, our energy, everything that we have been downloaded since birth ends up being altered. Because over a period of emotional violence, intimate partner violence, or domestic violence, or any type of situations that create a level of trauma, we've all been traumatized. Some of us more than others. Yes, said it. You see that dry look on my face? Yes, said it. Because all of us have been through something that happens looking like this. And upset. It's kind of like this song. I'm upset. Something takes you so far down and up through it to the point that you're so upset and aggrieved that it changes who you are. It changes everything up to including your DNA. So you almost have to almost like DNA edit and gene edit mentally, emotionally, physically, and realign your crystal, your crystals, Greek mythology, I am. So over a period of time, you have to spark your inspiration to get back to the real you, who I was versus who I am. You'll never go back to who I was, but you will go to who I am supposed to be, not who I'm supposed to be. Now, do you understand what I mean by that? So when we think about the levels of that, and we think about self-love and the shadow, we are a former shell of ourself, okay? So in the second module of this, self-love is a lifelong practice that has to be fully attended to. But in the periods of time as we date, we get married, and we get to the point of proactive Patty Patricia, which is where I'm going to go back to what I was talking about with the Tyler Perry movie. And I love the Why Did I Get Married 1-2. Oh, when they do, like, 3, that they do a level of bringing The Rock back, and they bring back Patricia and see how their relationship goes and see how relationships go post to this. And there's a good way to write that story. Because we all need to see real life everything. And maybe Derek Jackson's story could be a great example of that, living a double life. We've all, at some point in time, done that same thing. Who we post to be on social media is not who we really are. Unless you're like me,
the same way I am online, the same way I am offline. I'm just dealing with the level of egregious levels of gross misconduct, negligence, emotional abuse, torment, intimate partner violence, domestic terrorism, environmental terrorism, and levels of domestic abuse so egregious, so bad. When I'm beep, 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 you see me messed up, beep, 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 outside of you, beep, beep, beep. All that fighting back and I'm having to do to get people to stop it. So imagine what it's like for a wife to be dealing with that behind closed doors and not wanting to tell you. You got the equivalent of proactive Patricia, perfect daddy, sitting up there, painting you a pretty picture, but behind closed doors, we don't know what's going on. All we know is Dirk Diggler over here is doing the most. But we can't blame him also, because we don't know what kind of broken things have happened to him. We have no clue what happened to his wife to make him feel like that, to do that. We have no clue what is making him operate in the manner that he does. But we have to have empathy just as we do for the wife, as we do for the husband. We have to go crystal, illuminate one, shed some light on what's going on, but take a learning value of all of that and sit there and say, sir, that you done did too much, bro. What's going on, boy? You need some deep therapy, sir. What's going on with you, bro? Same thing with her, ma'am. You need some deep therapy. What's going on with your relationship? Just like I told you guys about how piecing up and levels and layers of agency where I fell through the cracks. I got misdiagnosed. I got treated as a psychiatrist, but there was a personal agenda with several people who were involved in all the egregious manners of gross misconduct, online cyber stealth, cyber state. What is it called? Cyber stealth. I got it right. And the levels and layers of provocation and bullying and harassment and torment I got to try to shut me up. But I'm not going to shut up because you crossed the line that you can't come back from. So in of all that, in March Madness of a level of self-love, we have to get to where, like I told you guys, what my presentations were about in the series, we go to a level of March Madness webinars to next month, which is April showers, bring May flowers, meaning give somebody their flowers while they're living. Don't wait till you drove them crazy, they nutted up, and they're no longer functioning as their full self, but they're functioning as a shadow of their former self. So now you understand why we're doing module 2. So, because we are all about breakthroughs this March, okay? You can call in live 515-602-9765. I do accept cash app love offerings to expand the business. After I've lost a lot of time, lost a lot of money behind business, I'm just asking that if you like to go and do love offerings, you can do them at $INCCoaching, $DonDivaCoaching, $TeamWorldOnline for children, adults, and young adults, or $TalkRadioDiva, put a love note offering and the notation and say this is for this business, say INCCoaching, DonDivaCoaching, TeamWorldOnline for children, adults, and young adults, or TalkRadioDiva, the radio station, for you guys to be able to expand. Just put that annotation in there. I don't know where to put it. So, and then I'll also give you a receipt so you can do it as a tax write-off. Just so you guys know, I do business and I know how to do it so that you guys can be able to get your money back even through your taxes. So I would like for you guys, if you want to donate to help me expand business, I appreciate it. And I implore you all to you can do that. I'm not making you do it. I'm just saying if you like, do so. Because with Talk Radio Diva, the power to do more, it's the reason why we're bringing out these seminars and then unpacking all these types of different content and things like that for you guys to understand what it's like and to relate to you guys. Because there's so many gurus out here, okay? I don't claim to be a guru. I claim to let you know that I'm a certified life coach, wellness coach, health coach. That is why I'm fighting back so hard with the bullies, harassers, provokers, gaslighters who have damaged my business, did fake reviews online, did all kind of effed up stuff. Yeah, I said effed up. I didn't say those F words. I'm trying to work on language. Okay? So you all know I can cuss like a sailor, but I don't like to. What happened yesterday pissed me clean off. And it made me determined to separate from toxic people, including up to family members. And also, what I mean by family members is extended family that I have yet to meet. And then on top of that, intimate family members who continue to cross boundaries. And I've addressed it to them multiple times when they don't seem to understand what it means to quit. So when it comes down to it, it's the same thing with the marriage. Sometimes you have to offboard from a marriage. Here's why I'm telling you that. Or a relationship or acquaintanceship or anything like that, whether it's professional and things like that. Because you can get to a shadow of your former self from dealing with toxic people or toxic levels of groupthink or levels of tribal groupthink that can eventually damage you psychologically and emotionally. I've went through levels of psychological damage, emotional damage, tormenting, and humiliating global levels of humiliation, degradation. That's why I can identify with Derek's wife without judging Derek. Love is a lifelong practice. And that has to be fully attended to in order to bring out all the full effects of self-love and illuminated fight crystals, yes, and crystals for a level of illuminated one, or what they call I am. And I wanted you guys to understand this. In this era, and the law of attraction is very popular because it's true. You manifest what you say, okay? Whether it's like, beep, 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 you ain't going to do this, and beep, 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 I'm going to get you out, because you manifest everything you say of putting it out there. Well, the law of attraction and abundance mindset. And then on top of that, one from a kid, you get a level layer of a myriad of benefits from speaking things into existence. You want to speak life into yourself, not death, okay? And sometimes after an egregious level of hardship and a level and layer of things happening to you, there's a sense of your change because of what's happened to you, the life thing of event or series of unfortunate events. When I told you that there's a level layer of where we have to look into it from that point of view and stare at life through a rear view mirror, we have to sit there and think about one thing, our power. Give me just a moment, y'all. All right, I'm back. You guys, I had to fix my hair because I was sitting on my last nerve, and it's one of those things like a psychological hair test. Dealing with something that irritates and aggravates you shifts like an irritating, aggravating marriage or a poisonous environment or a toxic environment, okay? So when we're talking about a level and layer of making sure that we present a level of what needs our attention, part of that is removing what's irritating us, aggravating us, toxic in nature, okay? So when we talk about low of things being toxic, it could be yourself. It could be your level and depth of whoever you're dating who's causing egregious levels of misconduct, emotional abuse, environment, terrorism, or levels of provoking gaslight or emotional abuse and torment. I'm going through that, and I had to go through that online. So the myriad of the benefits and a level of self-love is loving yourself enough to walk away from energy vampires or toxic people or toxic group thinkers or toxic tribal members. So whatever we turn our attention to, we attract to it. So what I've been doing is grave walking, meaning I stop putting my attention towards anything that's bothering me unless it's to address it, make an impact statement, and document it. That's what makes a lot of toxic people mad, because whatever they're doing is no longer working. Therefore, it looks like, oh, she knows what she's talking about. She was never lying. Oh, look, I'm guilty of all the behaviors across the line boundaries or things like that or egregious manners of gross misconduct or abuses that I've been doing and that she's been saying for years. And it means that she's proven her case. She has a viable case and she can sue me. So what happens with group think or talk to tribes? They try to make you look crazy or call you crazy for telling the truth. It's the same thing with marital abuse, spousal abuse, emotional abuse. And when you're having to deal with your spouse that's doing that to you or intimate partner violence or acquaintances or professionals at being abusers or what we call toxic group or toxic tribe, what do you think the outcome is? The wife looking all kind of shell shocked. Or looking like this. What are you done abusing? Are you done? I'm just so tired of you. I don't know what to do. I'm so sick and tired of your abuse at your egregious level of gross misconduct, abusiveness, divisiveness, vicious cruelty, mental cruelty, emotional cruelty, technology abuses, everything that you're doing to abuse me, to cause me to react in a manner that I don't normally act. Then we're looking at third, ma'am. When it's a woman involved or a multi-perpetrator that's involved, sir, ma'am, or whatever you identify as, I'm so sick and tired of your toxic shame, toxic blame, provoke, cyber self, cyber bait, cyber mobbing, and provoking emotional abuse and tormenting, libel and slander that you've done to me, that I'm ready to go to court, like you've seen me. So because you approve your argument, they like to sit there and call you crazy because you're actually telling the truth. And because it becomes a love and layer, let me make that person look crazy or look bad. So when you're seeing a wife look like she's dusty and funky, that's a wife that's depressed. Situational depression is real. Emotional depression is real. Situational depression, environmental depression is real. Being in a toxic, poisonous environment can make you feel like that. Being in a toxic, emotionally abusive, tormenting, gaslighting, bullying, harassing, or environmental terroristic level of situation that's gone on far too long and not getting justice and being invalidated can make anybody act up. It can make anybody look like they've seen a ghost or look like they're haunted or dead behind the eyes. Because their life is depleted of them. Their energy is death. Their emotional, soul-draining experiences or the love of a series of unfortunate, deadly, sometimes in nature, homicidal in nature, or red flag to separate their brain. The CPO said, the hut, I'm out. Literally, your brain said, I got this stepping. I'm going to leave you with these memories. I'm going to leave you with this level of rumination, and you're going to keep thinking about it until your eyes either nuts up or you're going to sit there and think, oh, sorry, I cussed off. But I'm just telling you in real authentic terms. I'll bleep it out later. When you get to the point that you literally nut up and you literally go and separate just so you can tolerate and logically your brain's flipping to target and prisoners. So now do you understand what brain damage can do to you? If you literally took a CT scan of her brain, she probably had lesions on her brain from cortisol. oxytocin, serotonin, and dopamine depletion. It's right there in her frontal lobe, or prefrontal cortex, and then in the back, you're going to see a lot of damage over the butterfly effect that just did. You'll see a psychological level of damages from her mind and her brain having a level of stress so deep that she's looking like Marmaduke right now. She's beautiful. I saw pictures of her in 10 years. She's changed. Just like I did. Y'all, I've aged 10 years, and I'm not that old. I'm still young, and I am young. And the fact of the matter is that a person can age you in that manner, that you look old with age, your hair gray. When I stop stressing, my hair is normal color, which means that the level and depth of their stress is causing you to have gray hair, which there are studies about gray hair. And when I tell you that a level and layer of you can age prematurely from that, but once you get away from your tormentor, your aggravator, or your level of groupthink or poisonous tribal members, guess what? You start looking a little younger. You start looking a little bit rested. You start looking as old as you did. And when I tell you, people are like, you have not aged. I'm like, yeah. But I feel like I've aged internally. My body feels like an 80-year-old because stress does that. Stress affects the body more than y'all know. Stress can have you feeling in pain, body in pain. Like I went to Emory, and the nurse did, like, you look young. You look like you're moving around. I said, ma'am, but I'm in severe body pain. I was going through so much abuse, tormenting, gaslighting out there in Atlanta to the point that my body started reacting and putting me in severe pain. It's the type of pain that it hurts you so bad it's in your bones. It can cause premature fibromyalgia or symptoms of MS. It can cause you premature levels of rheumatoid arthritis, which eventually can be reversed if you can get to a point of getting on medicine. And then on top of that, both the layers of therapy, cryogenic therapy, and other types of things that have to be done, cold fusion therapy, heat therapy, and all the things that I literally have learned how to do in order to get my body back to normal and starting to sleep and rest and eat. When I tell you, you guys can't just blame Derek, you can't blame his wife either, and you get what I'm wrong if you make fun of her, or if people like myself who've been through the same thing, you have a level layer of a pick me Isha, pick me Patrick, and disgusting low-life disposition to make fun of anybody who's going through suffering or emotional damages or levels of marriages falling apart or relationships falling apart back-to-back when it's not the person that's the problem, it's the other party. But because they're polished, debonair, or look great, you're not going to sit there and look at anything that they're doing wrong. You're going to look at the person who looks like Marmaduke. And it's not right, because she's beautiful. I saw a beautiful soul behind those glasses. I saw a pretty girl who's plain Jane, but can dress up and dressed in a nine and beautiful and pretty brown skin. Smart as all get out. So how would you feel if that happened to you? And everybody's making fun of you while your husband embarrassed and humiliated you across the globe. I've been there. I'm still going through it. I've left a man over embarrassing me and humiliating me. I got junk phone and strangled from a man who got caught red-handed cheating. I wanted to explain this to you guys because I've been through those shoes. That type of humor, humiliation, hurt. He can't fix that. She has to fix that. He can help by saying, honey, I love you. I'm so sorry. But I have emotionally hurt you, and I've damaged our marriage. It requires couple therapy, and I'm going to have to change. But he has to be genuine about it. He may not be ready to be genuine about it. That does not mean he's a bad person. He may not see the error in his way. That's where we have the tribe, okay? Church tribe, family tribe, organizational tribe. We all are his tribe. We're not the tribe of judgment, but we should be his tribe, his I am tribe. I am. Hear me. Cristo, yes, I'm Cristo. Everything has been around forever and a day before I was even born and thought of, before I even got my DNA. Okay? So we all have to be the illuminated ones to bring our brother back to home and say, hey, bro, what are you doing? Bro, you did behind wrong. Those of you who couldn't wait to kick him in the teeth and say something, y'all wouldn't talk to some of y'all are serial cheaters yourself. So that's why I'm not defending him, nor am I also saying anything against him. Nor am I going to say anything against his wife or make fun of her because I've been her. I put myself in her shoes. Then I turned around and I said, let me have empathy for herself. Because does he have a problem? Does he have a sexual addiction that we don't know about? I don't know. So if he feels that there's something that happened in his marriage that broke it down to where he was no longer attracted to his wife, something happened behind closed doors we know nothing about. We ought to be emotionally intelligent enough to sit there and realize something happened. We don't know. It was none of our business. And those who put his business out there on Front Street, shame on you. But then again, you might have shed light on some things that are going on. We got to lift our brother up as much as we lift our sister up and say, hey, sis, if this marriage is not for you, love yourself enough, please. If this marriage, you love this man, thank you for my job, just stay with him. What's up on it to change? And then you got to turn around and say, brother, come here. Come here. You got no. Come here. Come here. Oh, my God, grandma. Grandma, you say, come here. You got come here, brother. Sam. What are you doing, brother, that you're hurting your wife? What are you doing that is causing you to repeatedly do this and embarrass her like you're doing? Because the intelligent part of me says, hey, you must be intelligent, y'all. I'm not an intelligent agent. I'm not any of that. I'm a single mother. And I just wanted that clear. But the emotional intelligence in me says, hey, friends with this. Brother, what's going on? You got a beautiful wife. That's a beautiful kid. Got baby that's 20 out of here. Are you bored? If you want to run off, try to stop your marriage. Don't you tell your wife you want to let her go from the window to the wall, set out, sign on your balls all 2 feet all day. I want you to call it for film. Tell her I want you to be a whore in the street. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to tell your wife if something's going on. Because you're obviously looking for love in all the wrong places, but you're not looking for it in your wife. That's why you say, well, come here. Sam, let's talk about it. From a judgment free zone. I'm a woman telling you, I'm not judging you, brother. Because we all get stupid stuff in our life. Some of us have been inside people and didn't even know it. By some of y'all right here, I never cheated. You might have cheated with and didn't even know it. You might have been in the old sideline and didn't even know it. Yes, that is. A lot of y'all are sitting on your high horse because you haven't been caught. Or you haven't been seen doing something. Some of y'all have been teabagged heavy before you even got married. Before you were sanctified. Jesus, thank you. Some of y'all see bad timing before y'all even got a girlfriend. Yes, said it. But y'all quick to jump down the throat because you want to throw it off yourself. But do y'all realize in there, we all got to live in our truth. We all got to live with, we all either have been cheated on or cheated with or didn't cheat you. You might not even know it. Because people lie. They lie to you. People do everything for what they're supposed to be and the image we see on social media. We see a lot of what we know anything unless we get intel and see who the aggressor is and who's the aggressor gang. That's what happened to me. I wasn't the aggressor. I was the aggressor gang. But I was punitively punished for speaking up. I was harassed, gaslit, provoked, emotional abuse, tormented for actually speaking up and saying, PCB, you got me messed up. Hold up. What up? You tried it. Because I didn't present it in the functional manner that everybody wanted me to. What do you want a person to do when they're being gaslit, provoked, bullied by multiple people that you lose count? That you have to sit there like that wife, being berated and belittled for her appearance, but nobody's saying, baby, Gina, it's from your face. Go back to looking like a diamond 15. Go back to looking like a snack like you did a long time ago. Show the I'm heterosexual telling you was beautiful. Your hair was pretty. Your makeup was pretty. You don't got a bad body. Some of us will kill to have your body. So, baby, sugar, queen, tap into your self-love, darling. Dress to the nines next time we see you. Look, come here. Let me pray with you. Let me sit down and talk to you. Give me your hands, sister. I want God to fix your heart. I want God to heal your heart. But you got to do the work, sister. You got to do the illuminated work, the inner work. And you got to love yourself, darling, because somebody had to tell me that. Holy. My dude. She's put me in the mirror all the time and say, thank God I am somebody. Say I am beautiful. I'm a beautiful black girl. I told you I'm mixed, but I identify as black. I am black girl magic, but here's the rub. I am white girl magic. I got a little bit of both. I'm a mixed dude. There's nothing wrong with that. But I identify as black. So when I talk to a black queen or a white queen,
Gas did it. White queen, black queen. We all queen here around here. If I'm going to check my black sister, I'm going to check my white sister too. I said, Queen Sugar, let me tell you something. She's beautiful. Beautiful beyond it. Let everybody else in your life. And part of that is your appearance. Get up, sisters. Stop looking like Mama do. I need to take you out for something to eat. I need to go take you, get your hair, your nails in, get you an outfit. That's what a real friend does. Her church family got to go around her and say, this is what I admire. Let me let it shine. Let me put that illuminated light back in you. Let me talk to you, sister. Come here. Sit down. And then y'all can come together as a couple. I said, so, brother, you black king. You're not acting like a king. What wrong with you? He said, come here. Come here. Come here. You know, like that grandma used to do you? That's what order is. Because we got to respect our elders, but we also got to be brothers and sisters in a renovated life and order to be able to go back to who we are. Because the self that Derek was before he became famous is probably somebody different. But we got to bring him back home and set him right. Come here. Come here. What's wrong with this? And my grandmama used to talk to her. We used to throw spiders on each other. And make each other scream and holler. So same way grandma say, stop doing it! Stop throwing spiders on each other! Okay. You know when they raise their voice at extra time, they're like, oh, okay. And they go back to doing the same thing. Except for this time, you can't go back to doing the same thing. Same thing with the sister, queen, king. How was supposed to be the epitome of black love. Free pills and brand. He made a mistake. Free pills and brand. Go back to normal. Show us the real authentic mirrors. Go through hell. Mirrors go through straight up here in DL. Yeah, I said it. As a life coach, wellness coach, health coach, divorce coach, marital counselor. Because marriages go through ups and downs. But they shouldn't go to the point that you really look like, why did I get married? Because this ain't it. So now y'all understand why I say it's okay to divorce if you need to, or separate and say you can get it right. Because I come from an era and a family of 34 years married. You think that they didn't have problems? They did. But we didn't see it in social media real time. That's why the dynamics of marriage, self-love is different. Because social media gave extra stupid people smartphones. Yes, that it. I'm talking about everybody. Extra stupid, overly opinionated people who sit on the internet and berate and belittle people, but their whole life is a train wreck and tragic behind closed doors because they post in a perfect, proactive Patty Patrick life, but a picky catcher and a picky show, trying to pick at somebody else when their life is terrible too. We all have to get away from that. So in this, we think about the field of spiritual psychology, priesthood, illuminated I am psychology, okay? Shadow work and positivity and positive psychology and psychiatry. It is okay to see a life coach. It's okay to see a health coach. It's okay to see a marital counselor. Us black folks got to stop saying, oh, we can fix it by closed doors, and it ends up being like this, and we see it on social media. I mean, everybody got an opinion but the people who are in it. That's why I'm operating from a place of love, not judgment. We have to be adamant as a people and should only focus on bettering ourselves. And if you can't better someone else online and you have nothing nice to say about someone or their situation, then sit on your freaking hands. Yeah, I said it. Because a lot of us are mature. I am one of them. I don't like speaking down to the low level, a low vibration of another person who's broken and miserable and wants to break me because I don't vibrate on that same frequency. My DNA is too illuminated and light infused. That's natural light. And when you have a positive light, positive psychology and psychiatry or mindset, or I am abundance mindset from birth, then guess what? You're not going to take that away from me. You'll never be able to dim my light. You tried it, but you're not going to succeed because I have too many things that I need to do with my life and my life journey as part of this as a life coach, speaker, what I call orator, mentor. Part of that is in my niche. I know what trauma PTSD looks like because I've been traumatized from PTSD rabies. I know what it's like to soldier on when you're broken inside and say nothing to anybody. I know what it's like to be on autopilot like she is. I know what it's like to psychologically just literally separate from everything to keep from breaking down. I've done it many times. So when somebody sees me talking and they're like saying rationally, to stay a rational, calm person without going off of somebody, beep, 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 bark. Because I'm a very strong person and it was the only choice I had and still have. But I also realized at some point in time that I needed somebody else to step in, to hear me speak, just like my autism speaks. I got deficits. I was born with it. I can't help it. But let me tell you something. That's what makes me beautiful. Internal, not external. That light is what makes me beautiful, external. I want to tell you guys, shadow work is critical, a piece of puzzle. It's like an autism puzzle. When you see the puzzle, it's just like when I can describe autism in relation to that. As an autistic person, and being able to accept finally that I'm a real-life walking radio. I function at a high capacity. I was embarrassed to admit that I'm autistic. But there are people who came in my life who knew what they were doing to abuse, provoke, and gaslight, emotionally abuse, and torment, and didn't give a damn. I didn't want to say, hey, I'm autistic. I can't tolerate the shit you're doing. I didn't know how. Because I was so groomed to not speak up for myself. I was so groomed to hear people cross the line of boundaries that I didn't know how to ask. I said, hey, wait a minute. Oh, hold up. It took me learning that. Tell people that I love. Hey, hold up. Some of your behaviors are really annoying. Some of your behaviors really piss me off, and I don't like it. And I'm not going to take it. We're not going to take it anymore. I had to declare, 1, 2, 3, 4, I declare war. It's a mutiny up in here. Because I had to get to the point that you're not going to drive me up the wall with your toxic behaviors, your soul-draining, energy-depleting, toxic freaking behaviors. I'm not going to take it anymore. So when you think about positive psychology and psychiatry, it took me staying specialist. I do want to talk to you guys about the MeToo program. It is a program that I went to for sexual abuse, emotional abuse, psychological abuse, and a program for people who survive rape. I had a level layer of having to admit that I've been through that in high school, post high school, forced sexual act, segregating act, and these same people who are going after me are the same ones who did it. Who are mad because I said, I don't like what you did. I don't like what you forced on me. I don't like what you did to me. I don't like the way you humiliated me because I told the truth. You've done everything to pick me, you said, pick me, Patrick, and do everything to suppress your family's image while you have a whole predator in your family. While you have a whole abuser, no abuse in your family, or provoker and a gaslighter in the family, emotional abuser in your family, or a, what they call, if you're not narcissistic, a toxic person. Or Machiavellian level of sociopath in your family. They're just mad because it may be their son or their ex-husband. And then the enablers don't want to see their brother, their uncle, or their cousin in that light. So shadow work is critical in bettering ourselves, and our will therefore better a world of consequence. And the consequences of not shedding Christ's light, order, or going and bringing things back to order, causing the person to break down. I'll be a former shell, a shadow of their former self, what they were born at, I am. So, shadow work is a critical piece in a puzzle in terms of self-realization and empowerment. It also takes center stage from the law of attraction, according to Carl Jung. Enlightenment can only happen through shadow work. So now you understand what life order and establishment of illuminated light, Christos, and Christos, or I am. One does not become enlightened by imagining figures of light, but by making darkness conscious. So you have to shed light on the dark things that we don't want to talk about, or we have new subjects that we've all made it comfortable to sit there and think, you know, talk about,
We ain't gonna talk about mental health. We ain't gonna talk about behavioral health. We ain't gonna talk about getting therapy. We ain't gonna talk about marital problems. Because we've all groomed each other to not take accountability. Accountability is something that I learned from a person, my army guy, that I dated for a long time, 15 years, on and off. The one I fell in love with. My true and little love in my eyes is Ruby, and he was my Ruben after I realized that it was not something real. And in the unpacked session, we'll talk about it, but I'm making it short and sweet. Like I told you, what love is, it's shedding some light. And the OWN Network has a good show called Love Is. I love that show because it taught me something about love. Yes, there's love, that girl. And let me pull up the characters so we could talk about it in short order, Paul. So that we can bring it back to this part here so we can get a level of comprehension. Love is a level of a comedy and drama. It started out in 2018, okay? And this is a level of what love is, following a young black couple, the two people from opposite worlds, as they go through trials and tribulations, chasing their dreams and learning how to follow their heart, okay? Nuri is bubbly and has big dreams, but she's struggling to make a name for herself and a sitcom staff, okay? Then on top of that, Yasser is an aspiring director, writer, and producer, right? And he has an on and off again snag with his ex, Ruby, okay? So it's from a perspective of Nuri and Yasser's relationship. So it presents itself as they visit social issues and vibrant black culture, black love, and a shape of who they are today. So they have it where we see Yasser and Ruby talking about their relationship in a later tense, right? But they talk about it from the past tense of what made them know what love is, okay? I feel like Derek Jackson and his wife are like Yasser and Ruby. And then on top of that, a level of Nuri mixed all up in a marriage. And this is how we can shed light on how they can rebrand. Sometimes your wife can be your Ruby and also your Nuri in one. Sometimes you don't fall in love with your spouse until they get tired of your shit. And they say, you know what? I'm not going to take it anymore. And sometimes a man has to be told, beep, 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 you got me messed up, beep, 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 you done tried it, beep, 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 this, that, and over. You heard how I protected my voice? So by the time the wife has finally had it, and she's up here looking like Marmaduke, and she's at the point of, you do one more thing. Stop fighting. But I'm trying to make this a little lighter for everybody, because we've all been in there where we're not going to take it, ready to pounce on somebody because they've done too much, okay? So let's go back to this part of the darkness of the consciousness. The darkness that happens to all of us in our life changes our DNA and what we were born with, our Jesus Christos and Christos, I am, our light. And that can dim our light and take us to the dark side. So it's kind of like Star Wars that my ex used to make us watch, and I used to hate that shit. I really did. But there's something that you can learn in Anakin and Darth Vader, and you can learn about the whole story of Star Wars. The law of attraction is there, just like love is, Yasser and Ruby and Nuri. Yasser outgrew Ruby. Ruby still loves Yasser, but Yasser's no longer in love with Ruby. So he became her Ruben, not her Yasser, okay? So think about what I've been saying for the last couple of days. We grow, we learn. Derek Jackson has worked and been married 20-something years. They've grown up. What is it possibly going apart? Does he have to become a Yasser to her and no longer that he's a Reuben right now, but he's got to become her Yasser and he has to want to. But she's also got to go from being his Ruby to his Nuri. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's a switching of roles here. Psychologically, they've got to switch roles. So maybe it's possible that she needs to write the books. They need to write couples books together as a wife and a husband team. So we can see them go through their history of what happened. Let us hear what your relationship looks like. Let us hear your next book on your relationship, your marriage. Let us hear the nitty-gritty and the details about what happened. Because everybody's being nosy anyway. Somebody put your business out there in Front Street. You might as well use it for fodder. Yeah, I said it because as a brander, entrepreneur, life coach, wellness coach, business coach, that's what I do. Because to salvage your business, your business model, your brand that you've had out here so long, sir, think about it. Maybe it's time for you to talk and tell the truth. Why don't you reveal the real you? You were talking about the guy, and that was you. So why not tell us about you? So that we can come to forgive you for your transgressions against your wife, and we can start falling in love with your wife, too. How simple is that? To shed some light, sometimes you got to go through darkness to get in, you got to go through hell and hardship. Maybe their hardship of their marriage is a new breakthrough of their abundance of illuminated light and Christus. I am light. I am abundant. To go back and fix their marriage, but we get to see it in a real documentary in real time. Think about it. Maybe we get to see real life love is with Derek Jackson, his wife. Well, I want to see what his wife's got to say. I want to hear her words. I want to hear her come back from this and be a queen. I want to hear him come back from this and be a king and show her that I need to tell her I'm sorry. That's Yasser and Ruby. If you go back and watch that on the OWN Network and you see it, and I think OWN's now on Discovery Plus, check it out. You might actually fall in love with the story. And then you might look at Derek Jackson and his wife's story and be like, dang, that is Yasser and Ruby. There's a bunch of Rubies. But he's Yasser. He's made a bunch of mistakes, and he doesn't know how to fix it. That's why he needs to go to coaching. Deep therapies. Brain training. Figure it out. RET therapy. Rational, emotive, cognitive therapies. So we can figure it out. And we want to help root you on to get it back together. Or if you're out there in a divorce and we see her move on to something and have her own brand as a relationship counselor, life coach, or whatever she's going to do, she might be able to tell us that she's gone through it. Or they can stay together and build their brand to make an empire out of it. Figure it out, y'all. I love love. Heart. So when we think about this, the attraction that we have the instances of the dark side becoming healed without the main priority. The main priority is the cheating, right? Or the levels of embarrassment, degradation, humiliation. Take that as a grain of salt and say, you know what? I'm going to trust the process of my marriage. I'm going to turn it around from our relationship. Because true love and what love is it's unconditional. That's the level and layer of love that most of us never get to. Because we've been through so much. And the dark side of life can have overtaken it. And then on the laws of attraction, what Carl Jung was talking about, we got to manifest it outside of the shadow of our former self. So shadow work is first brought by the mainstream and the intention of the work of the eminent psychologist and behavioral therapist, Carl Jung. I studied him in psychiatry psychology and my classes in psychology 1, 2, 3, and 4. He examined the shadow side of the human psyche and primarily through the dream state, and then on top of that, as well as symbols of life and life things that go on in life. And the symbols that we see in life, we see the owl, we see levels of the illuminated light circle pyramid, things that we've seen all over our life, symbols of life, okay? That's a prime example, okay? He was also discovered something called the collective unconscious, which is shared by all humans. All of our unconscious biases, our ethnocentrism, our levels of layers, a series of unfortunate events that change us from our Christos, our original I am self. However, this is not relevant to the personal purpose of finding the self. You do not need to investigate the theory to complete the task. You just need to understand that. So the theory always comes second to practical experience, real life, in real life, real events. So as for Jung, everybody has a shadow self, and which needs to be integrated into the real, true self, who not what we're supposed to be, but who we are supposed to be, that we were born with. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe he's born with it. Okay? So the less the person integrates the shadow and expresses it openly, the blacker and denser it will be. So you're becoming a shadow of who you were. So the person you project out there for who you're supposed to be becomes your identity. Okay? Not their true identity, their Christos, illuminated one, but your shadow self. Okay? So when we think about that, that's shape-shifting. So additionally, the shadow will also project its own failings onto other people, and it's a phenomenon demonstrated in the laws of attraction or abundance mindset. So we're going to get to a point of change. Okay? So in others, we hate about ourselves, we project onto our spouse, our girlfriend, our boyfriends, our life mates, our levels and depths of professional people that we see,
or our organizational team or teammate or team members or our tribe. So now you understand how that is an eternal circle of light. But somewhere along the line, there's a darkness there that we have to shed light on. And then Dr. Martin Luther King say something about light drives out darkness. So now you guys understand the footwork and the groundwork that you've got to shed light on the darkness. We have to get to a point that the phenomenon is demonstrated in the law of attraction. So in other words, our weaknesses and irritation can be the best tools for introspection or what we call saddle work, groundwork. So we don't end up broken or we end up breaking other people who are otherwise together, who self-love themselves already, which where I told you guys with the work of self-love, how you have to get back to the real true self, the levels of laws of attraction, I am abundance mindset, what we are all programmed with in our DNA, okay? So as we downloaded all that over time, we've also been programmed outside of all of that with our tribe, our organization, our culture, our environment, our behavioral mechanisms we learn, and we get away from our true self, pineal gland, energy, chakra, vibe. So now you guys understand where the phenomena is. The things that we may not like in someone may be something that we see in ourselves or maybe something that we have to improve upon. So according to some authors in the field of psychiatry, psychology, the shadow self is actually the seat of creativity and has many positive aspects. So you have to do the light work, the shadow work, and the levels of what we call illuminated Christos, Jesus Christum, the illuminated one, and shed light on the darkness within. There we got it. So do you see how I put those foundations of the pyramid of how you have to work this out, behavioral, mental health, emotional health, and then on top of that, psychological health? All that gets damaged over time. So it's all right to see a life coach, health coach, wellness coach, divorce coach, marital counselor, or a person who is a psychiatrist, psychologist, or forensic psychiatrist or specialist, the things that I'm going to be moving towards doing. So when we think about this, we have to diplomatically understand that before we get to a place of having a conversation to unpack it, okay? So the individual might have a certain experience that forced him or her to repress certain parts of the self that we were programmed with. So there's a certain emotions or behavioral mechanism, and when you have someone who's not satisfied with themselves, what do? Project. They project their brokenness onto the person that they love or claim to love. So when we think about this, regardless of the shadow side that needs to be tended to, our former self and our emotion, our behaviors have to be worked around. And we have to look at that, shed light on those behaviors, even if we picked up survival mode behaviors like I did. So as a life coach, wellness coach, divorce coach, and a marital coach, now you understand that I'm well qualified to do my job. So when you call my phone and you sit there and say, I need to book my appointment at Don Diva Coaching, or you call them live at 515-602-9765, I'm not here to diagnose and treat until I have my applications to be able to become an MD under the apprenticeship program and then be able to help you guys online and, you know, talk to you about going and doing appointments with our company, our corporation. So when you book your appointments at DonDivaCoaching.com, IMCC.com for your specialty appointments, and IMCC.com, IMCCcoaching.com for your regular appointments, and then you go to teamworld.online and everything else for children, LS, and young adults, and you have family therapies, and when we do mediation, and you begin to sit there and understand why we have so long for you to do 12 weeks, 16 weeks, up to a year to 2 years, depending on the dynamic, you're getting the adequate therapies. Also, you may text the number 866-727-9323, or if you're local to Atlanta, 404-418-5104, and be able to text us during the live shows when you call in at 505-602-9765. So, again, when we think about that, it's more obvious than others that we can use other people to mirror and understand our own shadow and begin to look and step outside of that shadow and look at our former self, I was, and go to I am, who I was always at the beginning of birth, at the beginning of time. We've all lost ourselves, or we've lost ourselves in someone, or in a relationship, or in a career. So in that, we have to figure out where the poison and where we're being poisoned at, where we're emotionally poisoned, mentally poisoned, physically poisoned, or environmentally poisoned. So that is why it's crystal clear to know who you are, who I am, versus who I was.
because sometimes we're not going back to who I was. Not after we shed some light and enlighten ourselves and the hardships that happen. That is why when I read my affirmation today and I sat down and I thought about it, I was like, you know what? I have to trust the process. I got to trust that God is working miracles, the ascended masters, everybody who's been guiding me behind the scenes. I have to trust this process. I have to trust all the things that have happened all my life as a process. I have to trust that my reactions, they'll get better over time. I'm still hurt. I'm still angry. I'm still mad. Just like this wife is mad. She's just at the stoic part I was at, y'all didn't see it. Y'all see me angry in real time. Y'all have seen me angry at injustices, the greatest level of damage to my daughter, the greatest level of damage done to my dude, the greatest damage done to my sister, the damage to my relationship with my own sister, my Marine, my wounded warrior, my amazing, of a sister. Because that wounded warrior is what helped me see myself. Yeah, she did. Because I watched my sister break down before. Flew tours of duty in Iraq. Decorated wounded warrior. Mentally wounded. Emotionally wounded. But everybody forgot to take care of her. Everybody forgot to love her. I was the one who needed more help because I was born this way. But everybody forgot to love her. Love on her soul. Emotional health. Everybody forgot she's also important too. Derrick Jackson's wife forgot to love herself. We all have done it. I've done it. Y'all see me with my mama dude online, for real. Y'all see me with my bonnet and I'm proud of it. I got a couple of different bonnets. Just one moment ago. Hi, baby. How are you? How are you doing? When I tell you guys that, oh, and I'm glad to see you. Welcome back. When I tell you that we all forget to love ourselves, we all do. We all end up looking like a bust down sometimes. We've all done it. Y'all see me online? Y'all see me on my live without my bra on? Sure have. Because I didn't feel like dressing up. I didn't feel like looking like $1 million. I didn't feel like looking like a snack. But I felt like crap. It's okay to not look great all the time. Why do you think I did it? I took a high risk of getting on there sometimes and doing my coaching with my bonnet on. You know why? I wanted y'all to see me before I decided to dress up, put makeup on, do my hair, put my earrings back on, to look pretty. I wanted you to see the unpretty part. I want y'all to see the dark side of everything. I want y'all to see every last bit of how it feels when somebody makes you feel ugly on the inside when you know you're beautiful on the outside and inside. I want you guys to see that because that type of hurt, it eats alive the real you. It eats you inside and out. I want you guys to see the emotional part. I want you guys to see it. So when you see Derrick Jackson's wife, you see a woman who's hurt. You see a woman who's been embarrassed and humiliated. You see a woman who doesn't know how to forgive her husband just yet because he's done it. He's hurt her. He's hurt her so much she can't even speak. I've been there where I soldiered on like nothing was wrong. Proactive Patricia. Perfect Patty. Nothing's going wrong. She's living in a state of denial. I was there. That's part of grief. I want to talk to you guys about the 5 stages of grief before I close out on this because it's frightening of a thought for a man or a woman, also as a shadow side to him or her, consisting of not little weaknesses and followable things, a positive demonic dynamic level of things that happen to us that actually break us emotionally, psychologically, mentally, and have us ending up with my Marmaduke. Like, y'all see me? Y'all see me with that doggone big old bonnet? Because I didn't want to do nothing. It's COVID. Plus, I'm also going through intimate partner violence. While I'm trying to do my presentation, I'm going through levels of torment, provoked gaslight, emotional abuse, and harm and harassment while I'm doing my
live. You saw it 2 days in a row. That's a little bit of what I've been going through with multiple perpetrators who've gone through my life and harassed me morning and night for 2 years, trolling, provoking, gaslighting, tormenting, humiliating, harassing. So imagine a wife that's going through that. She's famous. I'm not famous. I'm just related to famous people. And trust and believe, that's the same equivalent of embarrassment, and no woman wants to feel that. No woman wants that level of embarrassment because it does something to you. You don't feel pretty. You don't feel good. You'll look like proactive Patricia from Why Did I Get Married, look like everything stinks. You don't want to do a darn thing. You probably got a butt print in your bed from being in the bed all the time or on the couch because you're so depressed from situations or a series of unfortunate events. It doesn't mean you're depressed, literally, clinically. It just means that the situation has depressed you and caused a level layer of emotional depression, physical depression. That's what depression looks like, whether it's situational or environmental or behavioral or clinical. Y'all better learn how to snap into reality and stop playing with people on the internet, hurting and harming people on the internet for fun. Because that lady could have committed suicide. Do you guys realize that she's a strong person to still come on there every day after she's been humiliated like that? Do you know how much it takes to not wallow in self-pity, hurt, and anger and represent yourself? I've done it. I'm still doing it every day. I get on here every day with hopes of still being able to be booked some days soon, with hopes to be able to take people through breakthroughs, to be able to shed Christos light, paradigms of coaching. I am mindset that even though I am hurt, I have been broken. I am no longer broken. I am self-loving. I am somebody. Because we all have gone through life that has given us lemons, and we had to make a freaking sugar honey iced tea lemonade and throw those lemons right back, especially the rotten ones. But you have to make it crystal clear to get to that part of you by self-loving you and shedding light on the dark parts, the things that we're doing patternistic that may be inviting those type of people. Or if our tribe has some poisonous people, pulling them out from the ranks. Just as Illuminati has said. So I want you guys to understand, the individual seldom knows anything about this until they're taught and learn it. It took me 6 months of training and coaching. But I was already life coaching and certified before I went to ICF to get my international certification, which I'll go back and get done. Because someone messed up my coaching because they felt threatened. How dare you, Stacey Morgenstern? How dare you, Carrie Peterson? You're so worried about me being so good that you messed up my coaching? How dare you? Because a true light and a true pillar of light would have said, I want to bring you on to my company. You're damn good. Because I don't see anybody's competition. I see people as, let me potentially teach you how to do your job. Let me teach you how to do this while you teach me how to be better at what I do. Let's bring a meld of the mind. Let's build a pyramid and foundation. Let's build a life coaching business so good. We got a team here. Crystals. Illuminated light. Paradigms of coaching. Be able to take other people through breakthroughs that we've all been through. That's what I always did. That's what I plan to do. Because I know how to do coaching certifications and things like that, and I'll be having coaching training school soon. I want you guys to know that. I worked so hard from the foundation of bricks that were thrown at me to build a pyramid of light order for myself to get through this hardship. It's embarrassing for me to talk about. But I'm willing to take this embarrassment, humiliation, degradation, and strive and build the level of illuminated light that you guys see every day. I dress up now. I fix my face up. I smile more. I work hard with my natural teeth. Eventually I might have some veneers, I don't know. I don't like them. Or I'll just get my invisible lines and fix my teeth from medicines that damage them. And I'll get to $4,000 worth of work and just keep it moving.
I want you guys to understand that we seldom know this until we're taught it. And we have to go beyond the circumstances and go beyond the self. But let harmless creatures from a mass that emerges from a raging monster within. So our inner demons that we have to let them out and shed light on them and then begin to go to a level of manifestation, law of attraction, Christos, light, enlightenment. So the dark side of self-love is going and looking at the bad part, being able to look at our faults as a level of strength, our weaknesses as a level, a layer of something to be introspective and objectively look at, and then begin SWOT analysis or SWOT analysis our life, internal, external, including up to our marriages. If that marriage is not aligning to what you are aligned with, then leave it. If that relationship is not aligned to what you believe in or what you align with, then leave it. If that dating relationship or professional acquaintance or tribe is not aligning to what you align with, then leave it. Because we think about marrying as an exceptional technique, except for narcissists use it as a way to mirror your good qualities while they should sabotage you and cause you to respond in a manner that you normally don't. You see me have to go through that with a narcissist that continues to track and harass and bully and has been doing this for years. It says they're not going to stop. Who wants me to delete my account for what? I've got good content on there. I'll just edit it. All the beep, 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 you got me messed up. It's going to take hours and hours to fix that. Maybe even days. Those 2 years of escalation, overlapping 4 years of being in a psychiatry, political, digital, and authority and position. Treatment, provoking gaslight. So it's going to probably take days, weeks, or months. Yeah, I've said it. But in that, we learn from our pain to overcome it, logically take that pain, turn it around, and use it as a strength, not a weakness. Why do you think I'm working so hard to recovery? Because my doctor said, you'll be therapeutic. You'll be just fine. You're a strong woman. We need to study you. We don't know how you're still standing. Because I had no choice but to stand up or sit down. I chose to stand up and deal with the consequences of standing up for myself, self-loving myself, self-efficiency, stepping into my light, stepping into my order, stepping into my priesthood. Yes, my priesthood. Christos. Stepping into my, and embracing that I am a light. I'm a product of light. Something wrong with that. We all are a light. Pineal gland, energy, chakra, vibes. We all just have to let life not damage us so bad that we don't come back from it. That's why you go to a psychiatrist, psychologist, health coach for interim gap, wellness coach, interim gap, therapist, interim gap. Y'all know I'm a big advocate for med management in the beginning. Y'all know I'm an advocate to go into holistic therapy if you're medication sensitive. Y'all know I'm a staunch advocate for mental health because I've been like a poster child for mental health. See the way I'm trying to smile about it now and not be embarrassed by it? Because I'm going to go through a lot more people who are always going to torment, provoke, and gaslight because they think that's funny to do because they're broken. And I have to go from a place of discernment. If you're too broken for me to work with, then guess what? I can't do anything with you. But I can remove you from my circle, my eternal circle of light, order. And I can remove your toxicity, your emotional vampiring, your emotional pit vipering, provoking gaslighting, terrorism, or domestic levels of emotional abuse, degradation, bullying, and harassment, and just say, I'm not going to take Jane anymore. You can leave. Or I'll do it, and I'll leave. So I want you guys to understand these are the things that we have to talk about. So when we reflect on the law of attraction, and we judge or condemn others, we're criticizing things that we are unable to deal with ourselves or tolerate. So the Christian Bible also reflects on these teachings, so does the level of the what I call the testament that I picked up. And the testament helped me to enlighten that and learn how to deal with my hardship because I didn't know how in the beginning. So when we think about the Bible, the testament, the Torah, and other bodies of works, everything's loosely connected. So when we look at this from Romans 2:1, you therefore have no excuse. Who you pass judgment on someone else for whatever point you judge another, you are condemning yourself because you who pass judgment do the same thing. Romans 2:1. So we think about this in Matthew 7:1. Do not judge or you too shall be judged. So in religion, whatever religion you follow, whether it's
illuminated light that we're all born with. That is our DNA that we were programmed with. Whether you follow church, whether you follow a tribe or organization of illuminated light, you still go right back to the Bible, teachings of God, illuminated light, things we're programmed with. It was just written in form in a book. So I implore you guys to pick up a Testament, a Bible, a Torah, or anything of your religious background, even if you're Roman Catholic, Episcopalian, or if you are what they call agnostic. What else is there? Pentecostal. It doesn't matter. So long as you understand that we all have to take it back to church, just like it just took you through this whole entire life coaching, health coaching, wellness coaching. So tomorrow, what we're going to build on the self-love is building self-love after you've been through things. So we've all been through it. We've been on here an hour, 59 minutes, and 38 seconds. I hope you guys like the live. You may call in live, 515-602-9765. You may also give cash out love offerings at $INCCCoaching, $DonDivaCoaching, $TeamWorldOnline, or Talk Radio Diva, the power to do more. And that is to go and put towards the business expansion and growth and for us to do commercials on TV. And then on top of that, we'll Talk Radio Diva to build it out. So the power to do more is to bring you guys good, fresh content and then new subject matters and things like this. I hope you guys liked the March Madness presentation I brought to you today. And then on top of that, log on to TalkRadioDiva.com. You may get the QR barcode and take a look at it to do donations there, or you may do it through Don Diva Coaching, IMCC Coaching, Team World Online, or Talk Radio Diva. You may text us live on the show, 866-727-9323 International, or 404-418-5104, and that is for U.S. and in Atlanta. Georgia. So with that being said, you may book online, DonDivaCoaching.com. IMCC Coaching, IMCC.com, TeamWorld.online for children, adolescents, young adults. I want to take you out of here. Thank you for attending the live, and take care. Just one moment, y'all. And as always, see you next time.